Thank you for calling customer service for Omax Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Okay, I was on in a conversation, and I can't remember who it was, but I was cut off, and we were just about to get things figured out. But my area code is S0G1J0 from Canada. And we were just talking, and then the phone went blank.
Thank you. That'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that for you.
Thank you.
And I really do apologize since that is taking me just a moment to see if I can locate that for you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Corrine. Last name is Fuller, Fuller.
Thank you. Okay, and I really do apologize. I was having a little bit of difficulty locating that account, so I did check with my supervisor, and they did inform me that we wouldn't be able to locate a Canadian account. There should have been a separate customer service number that you would have for that.
Well, I was, I don't understand exactly, I guess, what you're saying, but I was in discussion with somebody just a few minutes ago, and we were tracking the order that I have placed that was to be shipped to my daughters in New York State. And she said, yes, she could find that it was still, it should have arrived, but she said, oh, actually, it's actually been held up somewhere. But and then the phone went dead, and we lost contact. So she was about to tell me where she thinks my order might be. It
Okay,
seems to be in transit.
so yes, I do see what the issue would have been. Okay, may I have the zip code that you were trying to send the product to?
14420.
Thank you. So that was 14420.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have the name that you were having that
Shipping
sent to?
to Natalie Fuller.
Thank
Brockport,
you.
Brockport, New York.
May I have the address to make sure I do have the correct account pulled up?
124 Caleb's Trail, Brockport, New York.
He said it was 124 Caleb's Trail.
That's correct. Calebs, Caleb's Trail.
I really do want to apologize since that is taking a moment for me to see if I can get that located.
Okay, well, it seems, yeah, I don't know. Seems to be in transit according to the last lady I talked to, and it shows it to have arrived, but it hasn't.
Yes, I am sorry. However, I'm not showing an account in our system with that address.
Well, my address is Box 101 Earl Grey. The billing and shipping information are two different addresses. The billing is Box 101 Earl Grey, Saskatchewan, Canada. And she had located me this. Wished I would. I never even thought about remembering her name, but she had it located.
If you will give me just a moment, I can try to locate it one other way. It will take me just a second. Okay, so since I'm having difficulty locating the account, I have checked with my supervisor, and they did inform me that the only other way that we would have of trying to locate the account would be with the first six and the last four of the card that would have been charged.
Well, can you not tell who I was, which person I was just talking to when the phone line was cut off? I mean, somebody there had this all figured out just 2 minutes ago. I was talking to somebody there at customer service, and they had me found. They had the tracking. They were able to track the package and realized it has not yet arrived at my daughter's house, and they could find all this information just 5 minutes ago. I'm not sure who I was talking to, though. It's unfortunate. I didn't remember the name.
Well, yes, I am sorry. However, without having the account pulled up, I would not be able to see who it was that you were speaking with.
Well, what is it you're needing my account number?
So, yes, what I was saying is since none of the other information is pulling up an account, the only other way we'd have of trying to locate the account would be with the first six and the last four of the card that is being charged.
Okay, well, here's the first six numbers. 5136, 1016. The last four are 0472.
Thank you. Okay, and it will take just a second as my system is getting that pulled up for me, so it will be just one moment. Okay, and that would have been the order done on 326 for the cryo freeze.
Yes, I was ordering two. I got two tubes because they were a good price, or there was a special on that day.
Thank you, and that'll be just a moment as I do look and see exactly what is going on with that. It'll take just one moment. Ken, I do believe I may see exactly what is going on. However, it will take me just one more moment so that I do make sure I do give you the correct information. So it'll be just a moment. Ken, I'm having to check just one more thing for you so that I can make sure I give you the correct information and see about getting this fixed for you. So it will be just one more moment. I really do want to thank you for your patience. So from what I can tell, it does look like with the tracking information we have that that may have gotten lost. So what I can do is I can get that reshipped out for you. So that'll take me just a second to get that done for you.
Okay, really, it got lost somewhere.
Yes, from best I can tell with the tracking information that was provided to us through the United States Postal Service, it does look like they may have lost it.
Oh, dear.
Okay, and I have got that put in to have that resent out to you. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, will you send me a tracking number and whatnot so I can watch this from my end, or how would that work?
Yes, once the product has left our warehouse, you will receive an email with the tracking information.
Okay, and is it 7 to 10 days kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, I thank you for your care and attention, and I'm hoping it'll work this time.
And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, thank you.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.